time for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me? What is the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today.
Brought to you by Elfin Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton, New Jersey. The Philadelphia area's fastest growing Chevrolet dealership. Find new roads at elfinchevrolet.com.
Let's keep going. Sound off.
All right, time for sound off. 610-771-9705. It's how you get in. You got something to say. Hit us up on that line, leave us a message, and you may make it to the big show.
Hey, we need wide receivers. If you want a Super Bowl ring, Chad Ochocinco, Johnson, T.O., Des Bryant, come on aboard. You'll get a ring this year.
Well, there you go. Des Bryant, come on board. Now, Des is going to wait till half the season.
Yeah.
He's going to wait till after the eighth game to sign with somebody.
Now, you skipped over to T.O., Ocho.
Yeah, no, don't even bother me with that.
Mike, I'm with you. All these people who don't want Des Bryant don't know what the hell they're talking about. All right, take the name off the back of the jersey, add up the guy's stats and his ability, and ask if you would want him on your team. Of course he makes this team better.
Yeah, well, better than what they have. Like I say, at this point, you're not getting like the cream of the crop here. But if you can get somebody that's better than what you have now, I think you should do it.
The Eagles got the ball with 6:36 to go on their own 28-yard line. Covered 70 yards in less than a minute and 50 seconds. Had first and goal with 4 minutes and 47 seconds left to go. Took over 2 minutes to go the final 8 yards. Mm-hmm. Game management.
No, you're right. They ran the football. Well, as soon as they ran the football the first time, I tweeted, why run the ball there? And then they did it 2 more times.
In order for the Patriots to be able to sign and pick up Josh Gordon, they had to release Corey Coleman. If I was the Eagles, I would call his agent up right now, tell him to get his behind on the Philly, and we'll sign him. And I guarantee you, he'll make a little bit of a difference. He's better than anybody else you got right now, why not?
He's been such a bust in this league, Corey Coleman. I don't know. Does he make a difference?
And he's been given up on by 2 teams already this year. The Browns gave up on him, traded him. The Patriots looked at him. They gave up on him.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden he's going to be a great player here.
When the Patriots give up on you, there's something lacking.
Does the quarterback make the receiver, or does the receiver make the quarterback? Does Antonio Brown become one of the most feared players in the league if he's not playing with Ben Roethlisberger? Does Reggie Wayne become a feared player if he's not playing with Peyton Manning? Carson Wentz is a guy who I believe can make the other guys better.
He can, to an extent. But you can't, chicken doo-doo doesn't become chicken salad.
As far as Dallas Goedert goes, is it a problem where he's just not getting the offense? He's not picking it up? He's not getting open? Because I've been looking forward to that double tight end set, and I haven't seen that a lot. So I don't get it.
It's another thing. Goddard must not be impressing them in practice. Must not be making the right reads and running the right patterns. That's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah, you know, Michael, I'm a little disappointed in you. The way you're talking about Nick Foles, I mean, this kid gave us a world championship, but you're kind of just like pushing him off the side, and I don't get it. I don't know what your problem is with that.
What do you want me to do, put him on a float? He's a backup quarterback now. The other guy's coming back. Enough with Nick Foles.
Mike, I think Todd Pinkson stunk, too. But just to follow up with what that caller said, he said, did he go anywhere else? And, well, no, he didn't, because he only went to Minnesota and got cut. But yes, he was not a very good receiver, but he's definitely better than what the Eagles have right now.
That's all I care about.
All right, you got to do some investigating there with Gabe Kapler and his analytics staff or whoever or whatever they are. I think Gabe basically helped lose this game tonight in the ninth inning when the Phillies were still in it.
Gabe Kapler hate.
Well, I don't know how you blame Gabe when the starter only gets five innings and gives up four runs and puts him, what, in a 4-1 hole. Then they come back. I mean, you know, it is what it is after that.
Like you said, I'm not even paying. Well, why pay attention at this point?
You got to
pay attention. The season's over.
I am so on board with Gabe Kaplan. The man is brilliant. We're 6.5 behind, and they got 7 games left for the Braves. So analytically, Gabe feels they can still win the division. He's brilliant.
Get those 7 big ones coming against the Braves. Just sweep them and you win the division. Not going to happen. Close it down, bro.
That's the best of the best today of summer.
Brought to you by Elkin Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton, New Jersey. The Philadelphia area's fastest growing Chevrolet dealership. Find new roads at ElkinChevrolet.com.
Got an LPD?
I don't like them.
What are they?
Because I don't like
Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
See you later. Yeah.